Dave, they say a week is a long time in politics, but we'll say a week is a long time in the League of Ireland First Division. Disappointment last week for your side against the league leaders Galway, but a great 3 points tonight here in Longford.
Yeah, look, we knew going to Galway last week was always going to be a tough ask. Fantastic team, good experience, physical side, very effective the way they play. John and Ollie are doing a great job there, so you know that they're at the other end of the table. We're looking at around the teams that we're amongst them. We're just saying, look, take one game at a time. We needed a response, not just from the players, but from the staff as well. You know, when we lose together. And I can honestly say, look, this group of players that we have, they've come into the first season, you know, I think 95% of them, and they've never played senior football. And it's a credit and testament to them because they're going to make mistakes. But as long as they learn lessons, you know, that's all we can ask from them. And I thought tonight, Longford Town are a fantastic team. You know, Stephen was getting a little bit of grief a couple of weeks ago, and Stephen's a real...
And he still is, so yeah, I'm glad you said that.
Look, and again, only football people understand what coaches and managers put into work, because I've known Stephen for nearly 20 years now. And
since you were young lads then?
Yeah, since I was... Yeah, absolutely, but I know the way he works, I know the qualities he's got, and obviously with Gavin alongside him, but this is not easy, you know, especially in this first division, because, like I said... You know, people expect instant results, people expect, you know, top-class football, but people behind the scenes know exactly what goes on at these football clubs. Volunteers, people giving up their own hours. And I know Stephen's the same. And look, you know, we went on a really good run. It's a crazy league because even for ourselves, we were one game beaten in nine, and then you go and lose four. I think then we go and beat Treaty away the other week, and it's the same with Tommy Barrett at Treaty. Yeah. They've lost three or four. It's everyone goes through fits and starts, and Stephen has got a fantastic young group of players, and they'll come good again because I love the way they play, no fear, full of energy, and that's what we keep trying to drive with our players, just have no fear, go and enjoy the occasion and keep gaining experience.
They are quite similar to yourself. I suppose you started off slowly, then gradually got into the game. Town probably had the better chances, and we could say went in at the break deservedly in front.
100%, and listen, we had to remind the players in at half time. There was a few choice words from myself and Murph.
I was actually going to say,
Yeah, look,
hairdryer treatment.
It's not really the hairdryer treatment, but it's reaffirming. We'd asked them for a
how
response.
Good they are,
yeah, absolutely. We'd asked for a response, and we never got it for 45 minutes. And Longford, you're right, with a better team, probably could have been 2-0 up, in my opinion. The only opportunities we saw to create it was from dead ball situations. Ryan Flood's got a great left foot, but even the deliveries he's putting in, we're not getting anyone on the end of them. So at half time, we made sure they knew. Rightly, that we needed a response, and I thought we got it to a player, you know, even to the staff. I thought we came out, we got back in the game. Floody puts one. Floody for me is the best left-sided player in the league. He's got. I've coached him 4 years ago, but
you call him Griezmann?
No, I wouldn't call him Griezmann. I think we'd end up losing him. No, he's such in them positions. He's lethal. But he's got so much qualities, and again, the young lads. I mean, Sean O'Donnell, I don't know if people know, but Sean O'Donnell had his exams today and only arrived in our dressing room at 7:10. You know, so to come in, go straight into the warm-up after driving for 3 hours with his family, and I thank his mum and dad for that, and to come on and score a goal the way he did, it's his first senior goal. He's a great little character. And then Damien Duffy as well. You know, Damien's stuck at it from day one. I'm just so happy for him, happy for the staff, happy for the players because they're young, and happy for the older players. Keith Cowan had to go with Keith because he needed a little bit of a go on that and remind him, you know, what his leadership that we need. And he responded brilliantly. He led them fantastically in the second half. But for me, and again, our fans, I don't know if people go to Ballybuffet much, but our fans are absolutely phenomenal.
But this is the nearest Stiffen Harps in the league derby, you know?
Yeah. And again, thanks for reminding me. But look, genuine people, real football people and real fans understand processes of football clubs. And that's why even for Stephen and Gavin, they know what they're doing. This club's in good hands. Longford Town's in good hands, and they will get better. And it's the same for us at Finn Harps. It's a complete challenge. We had one player when we arrived, so we've had to rebuild the whole squad. And we
You're basically the same as
absolutely.
Stephen, yeah.
And we don't have the finances to go out and get, you know, the quality players that people think you should be signing.
Dave, when you do look at the table, say take yourselves, Kerry, Longford Town and Treaty out of it, it reflects the budgets, nearly.
100%. And again, you know, people on the outside, again, need to understand this. You know, we'd all love to sign centre forwards that can score 15, 20 goals. We'd all love to sign goalkeepers that keep 15, 20 clean sheets. We'd all love to go and sign a ball playing midfielder like Wes Houlihan used to play, you know, one of my old teams. But we don't, unfortunately, we don't have the budgets to allow us to do that. So what we've got to do is we've got to develop players, we've got to bring younger players in and put up with the little mistakes and the learnings that they're going to go through and the naivety and immaturity. And the only way young players are going to play is having managers like Stephen and myself and the staff around them that will give them opportunities, because it will come to fruition in the end.
The break is coming up now, much needed for the likes of yourselves and Longford Town. I suggested to Stephen Henderson, maybe Lewards or Fanima with all the injuries, I think we could maybe send Terps as well there.
Well, look, again, like Stephen, we've got seven missing. Seven first-team players, and you look at what
and
you
are first-team players.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, we've got Ryan Rainey, vice-captain, Seamus Keogh, Daniel Atuki, Ellis Farrer, but the two boys from Stockport. It's literally, you're pulling your hair out, and I don't have much hair to pull out. But no, look, but what you do as a coach and a manager, it's the next person that steps in. Yeah. And again, you can see it with Longford, you can see it with ourselves. We're not afraid to play young players because they're going to make mistakes. But where are they going to learn if we don't give them a chance? And we are people that will give them a chance and an opportunity. And, you know, when people understand the process at different clubs, they'll enjoy the long-term successes.